佢可能曾经喺你身边擦身而过，你对佢嘅认识又有几多呢？不如就将大家嘅距离打得更加近啦。
我认识的视像朋友，
大家好，欢迎收听协进之声，我系 Winnie。今日咧，我认识的视像朋友呢个环节就请到一位身处德国嘅德国人嚟同我哋倾下偈嘅。佢咧就叫 Chris， 我同佢喺 WhatsApp 上面倾偈嘅时候咧，就讲到好多喺德国嘅视像朋友佢哋嘅生活啦，咁包括教育啊、就业啊、文化同埋社会制度等等嘅。不过由于时间嘅关系咧，今日我就净系拣咗一种佢最中意嘅活动嚟同大家分享嘅。咁大家听一下以下呢段录音，睇下听唔听得出佢最中意嘅究竟系乜嘢咧？冇错，就是盲人网球啦。协进之声之前都有一集介绍过盲人网球的规则，咁我就唔喺呢度重复啦。Chris 咧真系好中意网球噶，佢喺中学嘅时期开始咧已经系个超级球迷嚟噶咯。咁直至佢发现咗盲人网球之后咧，就好积极咁样参与各项嘅本地同国际嘅赛事，仲得到好好嘅成绩。咁而家咧，佢仲帮手发起啦，同埋筹办一啲本地同国际嘅赛事，真系可谓不遗余力噶。佢到依家咧，仲好清楚记得第一次踏足网球场嗰个情景。大家听下佢点讲。
So we invited two coaches from London over to Cologne to host or to support us in our first tennis attempt there. And I clearly remember it was actually a very beautiful weekend, beautiful and gorgeous weather. And I remember stepping on court and thinking, oh, tennis court, wow, now I can look at what it looks like and where the lines are and what the net feels like and stuff. So I really had great fun. And it was funny because on the first trip to the tennis venue, I was in a car with the two coaches and the organizer of the event. And I basically spent the time talking about tennis and the professional way of playing and stories and stuff. And they had no idea about it. And I knew all about that. But they had an idea about how I could play tennis. So that was really great.
我哋第一次打网球嗰次咧，就由英国请咗两位教练过嚟科隆为我哋主持大局嘅。咁我记得嗰个周末啦，个天气真系好到不得了。咁我咧第一下踏足网球场嘅时候，心谂啊，网球场啊，我终于可以知道咧你系咩样噶啦，我终于可以知道咧啲线喺边度啦，可以知道个网咧摸起上嚟个感觉系点啦，真系好正。咁呢样嘢好得意咧，就系、是。我哋搭车去个场地嘅时候咧，我就同两位教练啦，同埋嗰个活动嘅主办人坐同一架车嘅。咁我就一路上咧就喺度讲网球嘅故事啊，网球嘅一啲知识啊。点知佢哋咧对呢啲嘢系一无所知。不过佢哋咧就知道我应该系点样去打网球嘛。咁最紧要都系咁啫。
And what happened was that we had a weekend of play.And on Saturday, the first day, almost each of us was of the B1s, which is the blind people, was assigned a volunteer, which was very helpful. And we started by measuring the tennis court with our feet. Then we started a few ball exercises. So the ball was rolled at us and we rolled it back and then the ball basically jumped at us and we had to catch it with our hands.And then we got the rackets into our hands and I couldn't imagine how it was ever possible to hit a ball with a racket rather than the hand. Well, that was solved very fast because naturally the coach started by throwing a ball, practically onto my racket. So it would bounce once and I could hear it and I could hit it back. And that was fantastic.
咁嗰次咧，我哋就玩咗一个周末嘅星期六咧，系第一日。咁嗰次所有人咧，差唔多都系 B1 嗰个类别啦。咁即系全失明嘅。 咁全心灵嘅朋友咧，每人都有一位义工去帮手啦。咁首先我哋咧就用脚去度嗰个网球场，然之后咧就攞咗几个网球去练习。咁义工咧就会将个波掉俾我哋，跟住我哋接到之后就碌翻过去，然之后咧就轮到用网球拍啦。咁哇，我咧即系当初真系好难想象，唔用手嘅话而系用网球拍系点样去接波嘅。不过当然咧，教练咧就会将个波咧就正正就掉喺我个网球拍前面，咁我就可以好顺利咧就听到网球弹地嘅声音咧，然之后将个波打翻过去。哇，那个感觉咧真系冇得顶。
Of course, in the afternoon we went and practiced. I got a wheelchair player signed who was also a very good coach, I have to say, and we got to play tennis.Across the net, and well, I completely clearly remember when I managed to hit a return across the net that afternoon. Of course, afterwards it didn't work all that well, and in the morning of Sunday we basically spent practicing and trying and stuff. And it took another 2 months and a bit until I decided what I wanted to do. I wasn't sure how to set up a tennis training here in my hometown, because that's what I was determined to do.
咁星期六嘅下昼咧，我哋就翻翻球场继续练习啦。咁嗰次咧就大会安排咗一位坐轮椅嘅网球教练系帮我嘅。咁我想讲咧，佢系一位好好嘅教练嚟嘅。我哋咧就隔住个网咧对打啦。咁我就好记得，好记得，点样第一次成功将个波咧就打翻个对面墙嘅。咁当然咧就之后唔系次次都咁顺利啦。咁我哋就继续练习。咁去到星期日朝早呢都係练咗一个上昼嘅。咁跟住落嚟呢，我就再用咗两个月再多啲嘅时间呢，就去諗我下一步应该点样做。因为我一开始嘅时候呢都係未諗到究竟係点样喺我住嘅地方呢都係可以开始呢个网球嘅训练。而呢样嘢呢就係我下定决心要做嘅嘢嚟嘅。跟住落嚟呢，我就问佢究竟网球俾到一啲咩嘅感觉佢，令佢可以坚持咁多年咧，都系咁热爱嘅咧。
First of all, I projected all of my feelings to that person that I wanted to know, which was Andre Agassi. So I was always enthusiastic when he played. I was sitting in front of TV with classmates of mine, and we figured out the rules by simply listening to hours and hours of commentary and explanations.And I just loved it, you know how teenagers develop an enthusiasm and a passion for one or two single individual things, which they become experts. And I think I was a bit like that. I had people buy me the typical tennis magazine, and I brailled out all of the rankings. I had a huge collection of those in braille because, you know, back then I didn't have computers. Somebody read them on tape for me with all of the stats and points and whatever.
我咧就会将所有嘅感情咧放咗喺嗰个我想认识嘅人身上，佢就系阿加斯啦。佢真系咧每次出场都充满热情噶。我同我嘅同学咧就靠住坐喺电视机前面好多好多个钟去听嗰啲评论，然之后咧就推敲翻网球嘅规则究竟系点样嘅。我真系好中意做呢件事嘅，就好似你知道咧，一啲嘅年轻人佢哋会将所有嘅精力同埋热情咧就专注喺一两件事情上面，直到佢哋咧变埋专家。我咧就好似咁样啦，我咧嗰阵时就会请人帮我买一啲网球杂志翻嚟啦，然之后咧就将嗰啲排名就整成点字，咁我就储咗一大堆咁嘅记录。你知啦，嗰阵时系冇电脑噶嘛，我咧会请人帮我将啲统计啊、分数啊同埋 click click 嘅嘢咧就读咗出嚟，录咗喺录音带度，跟住我就整翻点字出嚟嘅。
And then the first thing actually that happened, the highlight that happened to me was when I went to an ATP tennis tournament in Hamburg. It was great, you know, it was a clay court event, because on clay what happens is that you get a lot of long rallies, especially when Spaniards and South Americans are playing. They play chess on court. They can have long rallies on end, and that is a very physical thing. On clay you can hear the motion very well.You can even hear when the ball bounces back on the clay, whether it's a slice or a flat hit serve. That's really fantastic. But back then, you know, the atmosphere, sitting outside for 2 days in a row, watching all the people, playing tennis, being interviewed, you know, listening to them shouting and swearing and cussing and whatever. That was a unique experience.
对我来讲呢，有次好精彩的经历呢，就是去到汉堡看这个职业网球联赛的。咁嗰次系一次泥地赛啦，泥地赛嘅话咧，可能每一分咧都会差好多板嘅，尤其是系西班牙啊、南美啊嗰啲球员，佢哋咧好似喺场上面捉棋咁样，一来一回，一来一回，全部都系力量嘅表现，真系好好睇。跟住仲有咧泥地赛咧，你会听到好多声音嘅变化啦，甚至系嗰个波喺地下反弹出嚟个声咧，你会听得出佢系有冇落西嘅。啊，仲有嗰个气氛啊！你置身其中，两日喺户外睇比赛，哇，见到咁多嘅人啊，仲有啲球员除咗比赛之外，又会接受访问啦。跟住你听到嗰啲大叫声啊、爆粗声啊，真系好特别，好特别。
And or when I sit in front of the TV and I want my favorite player to win, when we have a five setter, sometimes it's so dramatic that I cannot watch.So I have to leave and say, find something to distract me. Say, wash the dishes or walk my dog. I'm not a person that can live with a lot of tensions.
有时我坐在电视机前面看我喜欢的球员比赛，我很想他们赢。咁如果呢峰回路转打到第五局又难分难解的话，我可能就会很紧张，需要行开一下，去分散注意力，去洗下碗啊，放下狗啊，这样。我呢份人咧，似乎就承受唔到呢种咁大嘅压力。咁最后咧，我就问佢：如果我哋都想玩盲人网球嘅话咧，佢会有啲咩建议俾我哋嘅咧
？My advice is try it, go out and try it, and see whether you like it. Because I think for especially for a blind person or a highly low vision person, it's extremely important to move, to be active in whatever way.You know, we have so many obstacles that can demotivate us from being active, from moving, from going out. And this is why I think it's important to find more and more opportunities for blind and visually impaired people to pick up an activity that they like. Not everybody likes running. Not everybody likes cycling. Not everybody likes football because it's fairly rough. Or goalball because it can hurt you. Tennis can't.
我的建议呢就是去试一下啦，出去试一下啦，看看你喜不喜欢这种活动。咁尤其是对于全失明或者严重低视能的朋友呢，我觉得出去走动呢是好紧要好紧要的。无论用什么方式都好呢，多啲活动一下啦。你知道有好多障碍呢，有时是会减低我哋去活动啊，去走动啊，或者出外嘅意欲嘅。咁所以我觉得好重要嘅一样嘢咧，就系揾多啲嘅机会咧，俾啲失明或者视障嘅朋友咧，就去揾到一啲佢哋中意嘅活动。啊，你知道咧，唔系个个都中意跑步啊，或者踩单车啊，咁亦都唔系个个中意足球嘅，因为足球都几粗狂啊，或者打高尔夫呢啲咧都会令我哋受伤。但系网球咧就冇呢啲问题啦。
In tennis, you cannot run into things because the only thing that's there is the net. And you have tactile lines, by the way, so you can feel them with your feet. And that is something you practice in daily life. You don't need to exercise that one. You are used to tracking noises, so that is something that's given to you. You've just got to fine-tune it. Yeah, and the only challenge is that to coordinate your racket and your body's motion. And that increases the awareness in yourself. So when I hit a forehand...It's not only my arm that moves, it's my posture that I have to look at because my head determines the direction I go. And since blind people tend to have their heads look down, it's very good, for them to be aware of that. And whenever I hit a ball into the ground of the net, it's been my head looking at the floor.
咁譬如打网球呢，我哋就唔会撞到嘢嘅，因为球场上呢就得一个网喺度嘅啫。另外嗰啲线呢亦都係好似引路径咁样，你可以用脚去感觉到嘅。咁呢啲嘢平时我哋呢都已经识㗎啦。咁我哋亦都係習慣咗呢係追踪嗰啲声音嘅方向啦。咁呢啲都係我哋已经有嘅技能，不过就需要微调下囉。咁但係呢嗰、那个挑战呢就係、是、要识得协调网球拍同埋我哋身体嘅动作啦，咁网球运动咧都系可以提升到我哋呢方面嘅意识啦。咁好似系我打正手嘅时候咧，我就唔系手臂， 唔係淨係手臂喐嘅，咁都要係成個人嘅姿勢都係配合啦。譬如話頭望住邊度咧，就係、是、影響緊你嗰個動作嘅方向嘅。咁全身型嘅朋友咧，都傾向成日耷低頭嘅，佢哋察覺到呢樣嘢嘅話咧，都係好有幫助咯。好似咧，我每次將個波打咗落網嘅話咧，其實都係因為我望咗地下啦。
And I have to rotate my body from the hip, and at the same time I have to stretch my knees and get up so the ball can fly across the net. And there are so many things that I have to be aware of, and I have to be made aware of, so I can reflect on my own motions in half a second's time. And I think that's very important and improves coordination, improves balance, improves fitness. I can only tell you good things about the sport, basically.
其实我的上半身就需要由膝位开始转动的，而同时我的膝头哥就要伸展，令个人站起身，这样才可以将个波打过网的。咁可想而知咧，我系需要留意好多嘅细节啦。可能我系得半秒钟嘅时间去察觉我身体嘅呢啲动作嘅。咁呢一切咧，我觉得都可以令我提升到我嘅协调啦、平衡啦，同埋体适能。如果你问我嘅话咧，我觉得对于网球，我系真系只系得好嘅评价啦。今日好多谢阿 Chris 同我哋分享啦。大家听完之后咧，系咪都好想试下打盲人网球呢？希望香港快啲引入呢种运动啦。由于时间的关系呢， Chris 的访问我们是剪辑过的，但是呢我们都上载了一个比较完整的英文版本，但是那个呢就没有中文翻译的。如果大家有兴趣的话呢，都可以听回的。今天讲到这里，下次再见啦，拜拜。